now to the largest city on Wisconsin's western border that sits along the Mississippi River. The city of La Crosse elected a new leader in the April election.
Shondell Washington Spivey is the city's first Black and openly gay mayor. His roots are in community organizing, co-founding the La Crosse-based nonprofit Black Inc. It stands for Black Leaders Acquiring Collective Knowledge.
Prior to his election, Washington Spivey served on the La Crosse School Board, and he currently serves on the Governor's Equity and Inclusion Advisory Council. Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You serve on a council that advises Governor Evers on how to further equity and inclusion in state government. And with DEI under siege at the federal level, how do you look to advance those priorities in your own community as the new mayor of La Crosse?
Yeah, so I think there is there's a couple things. One, as serving on the Governor's Equity Council for as long as I have been, we are also in a current state of let's sit down, talk through what's happening both statewide and nationally, and kind of regroup and refocus. As far as bringing it to La Crosse, I think there is also this large misconception of what DEI is, because I think there's a lack of knowledge and a lack of understanding. But also there's been this kind of push to make it seem as if it's this really bad thing that we're doing to people. And the reality is that when we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is really about making sure that everybody is represented at the table equitably, making sure that we acknowledge our history and learn from it. And of course, try not to repeat the harms that have been done to marginalized communities.
How might that work for La Crosse? What would that look like in action?
Well, since the beginning of my campaign, I've really been about community. And even before my campaign, like I am a community organizer. I started a nonprofit here. A lot of the work that I've done in this community has really been about bringing people together and working through issues. And so I don't plan to change that now, right? As mayor, when I ran my campaign, specifically talked a lot about building a La Crosse where everyone belongs and feels safe and have the resources equitably to be able to thrive and be successful in this community. And I stand behind that. And when I think of like some of the challenges and opportunities that La Crosse have, I just look forward to bringing people together to say, like, how can we make this happen? How can we better address this? How can we better serve our constituents?
But when people don't see eye to eye, how do you bridge those gaps and then be able to move forward with solutions?
Yeah, a lot of compromising, obviously. But then also, I think that there's also this idea that I recall in my community organizing days of like, as long as you're, we can have conversations, we can come to compromises. But if your compromise is any way something that is harmful, right, to me or to people, I think that's when we have to have a different conversation. And I'm not trying to make it seem like it's easy either, right? Like, unfortunately, not every situation can always be a win-win. But I hope that we come to a compromise that at least shows dignity and respect. And also recognize, again, like not causing harm to vulnerable and marginalized populations.
What do you think are the greatest contributions that community organizers can do within your community? You've seen it up close. You've been on the front lines. What do you see that changes?
Well, I think there's a thing that we would say, which is called speaking truth to power, right? Mm-hmm. So the work that I've done has always talked about the importance of identity. So acknowledging who we are, who you are as an individual, and then understanding the historical context of where we are as a nation, as a people, as a world. And then third, making sure that you understand the influence that you have, be it in your community, your workplace, et cetera, to ensure that you're moving people forward and being forward thinking. But then again, also making sure that you're acknowledging the history and not wanting to repeat the bad things of history, but really truly saying like everybody belongs here.
You are the first Black mayor of La Crosse, also the city's first openly gay mayor. And in a previous interview, you said the identities we hold matter. How do your identities inform your work as a city leader?
Yeah. So, and I stand behind that statement. Like, our identities and who we are matter. It helps us shape our worldview. It helps us shape how we view people. And also, it impacts how people view us. And so, you can't ignore your identity. And I've said this before as well. Like, yes, I understand that some of these, like race, is a social construct that was created. But the reality is that it was created and it has existed for a long time. And in fact, race matters, right? Mm-hmm. Our identities matter. And when we think about, like, even as I stated before, from a historical standpoint of recognizing whose identity has not always mattered and how we have based policies and rules off of identities to keep individuals in power, et cetera. That type of work has happened historically. And so when I think of, like, me being the first Black openly gay mayor, it doesn't necessarily tell you how I'm going to run the city, but who I am matters. And my identities have helped shape my worldview, have helped shape my experiences, both growing up in Milwaukee and being here in La Crosse. And so as mayor, I hold on to my identities because those identities can also show me how to be a community member, right? Like, to connect with people, build community with people. When I think of that community organizing side, there's a piece of that community organizing that was also a part of the resistance and fighting for justice and change and equity. And that is what I bring to this role as well, of looking and examine how can we truly explore policy, ordinances, et cetera, to ensure that even city practices, to ensure that we are being equitable in our decision making, to ensure that our community is really a safe place where everybody feels that they can belong and, again, have accesses to resources and be able to thrive. And understand how to navigate the system is another big one for me, too.
We're talking with Shondell Washington Spivey, newly elected mayor of the city of La Crosse. Mayor, considering the political climate, is La Crosse in a position to tackle hard issues and find solutions, particularly in the area of a lack of affordable housing?
Yes. So I believe that La Crosse is in a good position. And the reason that I say that is because we have people that are at the table doing the work. So when we look at our city planning department, they've already begun doing efforts around affordable housing and just housing in general, because that is a big issue here in La Crosse, of, like, making sure we have enough units of housing, ensuring that we're working with our unhoused populations with dignity and respect.
I want to turn then to housing. The urban planning consultants that completed the La Crosse housing study found the city needs to produce hundreds of housing units each year through 2030. What is a solution that you're pushing to address the housing issue?
Yes. Yeah, so the study you're referring to, I believe it said something about, like, 220 units of housing every year until 2030,
mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, it sounds like a lot. I remember hearing that number. But what I would say is, working with the city planning, working with other developers, we're exploring what does that look like in this community and how we can make it happen. We do currently have several housing complexes that are up right now or being built. And then we have some, you know, on the horizon. And so between zoning changes, again, taking that information and kind of exploring a little bit more of some actionable items between those, I think that is the exploratory stage. And the action stage that's already taking place is that we're currently working on building new developments and seeing what land we have available and working with developers to ensure that we are working to build more housing in the city.
And, you know, when it comes to taxes and the amenities that the city of La Crosse can offer residents, how do you approach that issue when the city needs things and then you also have to look at what level of taxes are feasible for residents?
Yeah, and that's where I lean on my directors, right, the city staff. That's when I lean on community members to say, okay, what we have is what we want to maintain. What's the best way to do that? We want to also elevate, right, and be more forward thinking. And so what's the best way to do that to where it is not causing damage to taxpayer pockets, so to speak, but it also isn't preventing the city from being able to be forward thinking and move things along.
How do you want to make your mark as mayor over the next 4 years? What do you want to be known for?
I mean, for me, it's just a matter of making sure that I'm a mayor that helped propel this city into a direction of forward thinking, being community driven, and accessible to the people.
Well, Mayor Washington Spivey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Look forward to doing this again.
That was Shondell Washington Spivey, the new mayor of the city of La Crosse, elected to the office in the April election. We were talking about his priorities for his next 4 years in office.